Blackstone Audio presents The 100 Days by Patrick O'Brien. Chapter 1. The sudden rearmament that followed Napoleon's escape from Elba had done little to thin the ranks of unemployed sea officers by the early spring of 1815. A man of war, stripped, dismantled, and laid up, cannot be manned, equipped, and made ready for sea in a matter of weeks, and the best vantage points in Gibraltar were now crowded with gentlemen on half pay, who, with others, had gathered to watch the long-expected arrival of Commodore Aubrey's squadron from Madeira. A squadron that would do something to refurnish the great bare stretch of water inside the mole. An extraordinary nakedness, emphasized by the presence of a few hulks, the Royal Sovereign wearing the flag of the Commander-in-Chief, and a couple of lonely 74s. No stream of liberty boats plying to and fro, almost no appearance of true wartime life. It was a wonderfully beautiful day, with a slight and varying but reasonably favourable breeze at last. The sun blazed on the various kinds of broom in flower, upon the rock, upon the cistuses and giant heath, while an uninterrupted stream of migrant birds, honey buzzards, black kites, all the European vultures, storks both black and white, bee-eaters, hoopoes, and countless hirundines, flowed across the sky amidst a general indifference, for all eyes were fixed upon the middle distance, where the squadron had come about on the starboard.